This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, who is on Sikkim visit today, virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation's 75 infrastructure projects constructed by the Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. Arunachal Pradesh has received 18 infrastructure projects comprising of 3 roads, 14 bridges and 1 helipad. State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak and Chief Minister Pema Khandu were also virtually present from Itanagar during the e-inauguration. Expressing gratitude to the central government on behalf of the people of the state, the governor said that these infrastructures will promote socio-economic development in the state, particularly in the border areas, sustaining the vibrant border village program and assisting the state government's flagship Seva Aapke Dwar. Meanwhile, in his social media post, CM Khandu has expressed his gratitude to Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh. Further, he also expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and said that Arunachal Pradesh has experienced unprecedented growth in the connectivity sector and these projects further enhance that progress. The United Nations Children's Fund has said that Indian suppliers are the third largest provider of organizations' health and ration support to children globally. Indian businesses have supplied goods and services worth nearly $6 billion to UNICEF for its global work. UNICEF's Supply Division Director, Leila Pakala, who was on her first official visit to India, said that Indian suppliers of life-saving goods and services for children are key to UNICEF's work for children globally. She also mentioned that UNICEF values these contributions, which are central to its mission of saving the lives of most vulnerable children, not only in India but around the world. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal for the Prime Minister Internship Scheme. The internship portal, launched on a pilot basis on 3rd of this month by the Union Government, will be opened for registration by applicants today. Candidates can apply at pminternship.mca.gov.in. From today till 25th of this month, the duration of the internship will be 12 months. State Governor, retired Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, has extended his greetings to the people of the state on the auspicious occasion of Dasera. He hopes the festivity will usher in the spirit of righteousness, justice, virtue and dignity amongst the people. In his message, the governor has urged all to contribute their might to achieve the vision of a developed state. Deputy Chief Minister Choname yesterday inspected the progress of the ongoing development works at Pasuram Kund in Lohit district. Through his social media post, the DCM informed that Pasuram Kund will be transformed into one of the biggest pilgrimage sites in Northeast India. Meanwhile, he also offered prayers to Lord Pasuram. The 16th branch of Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society unit was inaugurated by General Secretary APLS Mukul Patak in presence of MLA Tanya Soki and legendary singer Takyo Soki at Circuit House in Daporijo in Upper Subansiri district today. On the occasion, the students from various schools have recited their own composed short stories and poems. They have received the recommendation certificates on the occasion. Meanwhile, Engineer Lardi Kare has been selected as the president, Tame Sumpi as Vice President and Dular Dujum as General Secretary of APLS Upper Subansiri Branch. The Meteorological Center Itanagar has forecasted that except for Tawang, Changlang, Tirap and Longding districts, rest of the districts are in yellow zone and will receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall very likely at isolated places. The 10-day Special Awareness Program on International Day of Girl Child has concluded today at Taekwondo Club in Pasighat in East Siang District. The program was aimed to empower and raise awareness on the importance of gender equality and challenges faced by adolescent girls under Beti Bachao Beti Parao scheme. The Regional News Unit of Akashvani Itanagar seeks application from eligible candidates for engagement as part-time correspondents, one from each district. The last date of submission of application is 8 November this year. Interested candidates may visit vacancies on www.newsonair.gov.in. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.